The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Thanksgiving is around the corner, and the cranberry sauce would like your attention, if just for a moment.
Hello. Hi. I have something to say here. I'm just gonna take a minute here. Now I get it. I'm the cute one. I'm sweet. I'm red. I plop out of a can. It's fun. But enough is enough. My therapist told me to be direct about my feelings, so before you all dig in and give your thanks, I would like to say a few things that have been on my mind. Because damn it, I'm a legitimate part of the meal, and it's about time I was treated as such. I guess it's my fault for assuming I was anything more than a glorified dipping sauce to you people. Do you think I don't see what you see? I stick out like a sore thumb. A red, wobbly sore thumb with the ridges from my can still branded into my side, shaming me. You're store-bought freak. I'm not the disgusting one here. You're disgusting. The way you people talk, belch, indulge in your orgies of savory fats. What a feast! What a spread! Oh, the turkey looks divine! Did you make this stuffing yourself? And oh, what is that? Cranberry sauce? Yeah, it is. It is cranberry sauce. But I can join in the fun. I can give thanks. I'm thankful to Frank for running back into the kitchen to get that novelty turkey spoon to serve me with, like I wasn't already everybody's monkey in a sailor suit. I'm thankful to wide-eyed college gal Kate for saying that the only good thing about me is that I'm vegan. Keep making a difference, Kate. The world needs you. I'm thankful to dumb baby Julie for mashing me onto her face as part of her desperate, pandering clown routine. But most of all, I'm thankful to each of the cousins from Weehawken, because without those mouth breathers, I wouldn't be gobbled up like slop in a trough, like some sort of sweet spam. Just because I'm ocean spray doesn't mean I can't cry. I've got feelings, I'm scrumptious, and I deserve more. So thanks, thank you very much, and by all means, bon appetit.
The cranberry sauce has something to say. That's a piece by Will Steven, a writer on Saturday Night Live, and it was performed for the New Yorker Radio Hour by Shiraka Dunlap.